We sit in a conference room dominated by a larger-than-life portrait of Aldo Leopold. Over three quarters of a century ago, he led UW-Madison's game management program. It was the first in the nation. Today, wildlife biologist Tim Van Dielen says he's following in Leopold's footsteps.
We look at research that really is intended to inform the management of white-tailed deer, black bear, gray wolf.
Van Dielen says scientifically informed management is crucial to making sure wildlife populations strike the right balance in nature. Van Dielen's toolbox is far more sophisticated than Leopold's, but comes with age-old tensions. In the case of the gray wolf,
much of the antipathy towards wolves has to do with their perceived or expected impacts on the deer population.
3 years ago, Van Dielen launched a wolf study in Wisconsin.
At the time, there was already discussion about delisting wolves, and so management authority would then return to the state. And I said that we really need to understand the population dynamics of wolves in order to be able to craft a responsible management program.
Scientists had already observed that during the first 20 years of the wolf's return to Wisconsin, its population barely grew.
Growth was sometimes positive, sometimes negative.
Van Dielen says the slow growth could be attributed to the fact that with so few wolves around, it was difficult to find a mate. Alpha pairs breed and raise their young. Then if one of the alphas dies,
gets killed, gets hit on the road, gets poached, it may be a year or two before a new alpha pair in that wolf pack territory breeds and a pack forms and they give birth. And having even a one-year lag can really depress the population level growth rate.
Van Dielen says scientists have also begun to document the cooperative nature of wolf packs. In addition to the parents and their pups, other adult wolves join packs and serve as helpers, such as when the alpha heads out to hunt for food.
A helper will stay behind and act as sort of a defender. There's research that suggests that having those helpers in the pack facilitates the pup's survival.
Van Dielen says in recent times, DNR wildlife biologists radio-collared wolves to collect data from the field.
Wisconsin made the very fortunate decision 30 years ago when wolves began recolonizing the state that they would monitor that. And there's an unbroken radio telemetry record that spans the entire period of wolf recovery, which is just remarkable.
It fell to PhD student Jennifer Stenglein to put the pieces together. She created a computer model reflecting what scientists have learned about wolf behavior in Wisconsin. Her model features tiny wolf figures dotting northern and central Wisconsin, with each dot representing a wolf pack.
And it's shaded from dark to light as a probability of mortality. So higher mortality are lighter colors and lower mortality are darker.
Stenglein says the danger zones are areas where uninterrupted forest gives way to agricultural land and roads, places where wolves are more likely to get into trouble. She has put her model through the paces by introducing different hunting scenarios and running each hundreds of times to test its predictability. For instance, what happens if hunters harvest wolves only in the danger zones or during wolf mating season?
Through the mating season becomes a pretty big deal because of that pack structure being broken up.
Just days before our meeting, Stenglein and Tim Van Dielen met with DNR administrators to demonstrate how they could use the model to design Wisconsin's hunt. The agency has not yet set rules.
We showed it to DNR managers with the idea that if they chose to use it, this would be something that would be reasonable because at least for the next 5 years, Fish and Wildlife Service is kind of looking over their shoulder to make sure that the wolf management still ensures the security of the wolf population in the Great Lakes.
U.S. Fish and Wildlife will closely monitor Wisconsin's success at maintaining its wolf population. If it dips to 250 or below, the federal agency would reimpose endangered species status. No matter how Wisconsin's first official hunt is designed, PhD candidate Jennifer Stenglein will plug its parameters into her computer model. If it churns out the same outcome as what happens in the field, she knows she has a reliable wolf management tool to share. Susan Bentz, 89.7 FM and WUWM.com.